In late May, the General Assembly abolished the so-called business privilege tax. The tax has long been used as a source of revenue for local governments. In Asheville, the tax is based on gross receipts, so a small business may pay as little as $25 a year, while a big box store may pay tens of thousands of dollars. While slashing the tax will save some businesses hundreds of dollars, across the state, local governments will lose millions of dollars. Proponents of eliminating the tax say it will stimulate the economy. Officials with the North Carolina League of Municipalities, which is opposed to abolishing the tax, say they have been assured by the McCrory administration and some state lawmakers that steps will be taken during the next session of the General Assembly to replace the funds cities stand to lose. Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer is skeptical of such a promise.
It seems unprecedented to me for politicians to repeal a tax and then a year later put it back in place. But what we're hearing from Raleigh is that, don't worry, cities, there's going to be tax reform, broad tax reform, that will bring a net positive to cities. Major tax reform is a major hurdle, very difficult politically. So that's the reason I don't have great hope that we're going to see a replacement of our lost revenue.
Barbara Whitehorn is Asheville's Director of Finance and Management Services. She says the General Assembly's decision to abolish the business tax hasn't affected this year's spending plan.
However, what it is going to affect is a lot of the decisions we make over the next 12 months. Anything new that we would want to add, we have to look at in the context of a significant loss of revenue and how we're going to, how we're going to fund what we're doing already.
It's estimated that abolishing the business tax will cost Asheville about $1.5 million. Mayor Mannheimer says the city has few options when it comes to making up for the lost revenue.
You either make cuts or raise taxes. I mean, those are the two options. And obviously, raising taxes is not something that is very palatable. We're going to look for other ways to make do, but it is a challenge. And when over half your general fund goes to pay for police and fire alone, you can see the direct impact.
Following the public hearing, the 2014-2015 year fiscal year budget is expected to be adopted June 24th. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.